Most TV game shows are about winning money and prizes. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy. But listen to this clip from a new game show.
Hey, I'm Jay. I went to St. John's River State College, studied liberal arts, and I have $20,462 in student loan debt.
All right, liberal arts major, very well.
$20,462 in student loan debt. That is from Paid Off on the comedy channel True TV. Contestants compete by answering trivia questions. Winners get to have their college debt paid off. Derek Thompson has been thinking about this. He's senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us as he does each Monday from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hello, Jeremy.
And where do we start with this? What does this say about America that this is our game show in 2018?
Well, I think it says a lot about where we are as a country, sadly. I mean, here you have an entertainment company that is essentially creating a game show to subsidize college education in America. I mean, that is what government should do. That is what government does all over the world, is that it's the national government that helps young people pay for their education. And here in the U.S., you have the Tribune Broadcasting Company essentially offering the equivalent of Pell Grants to college graduates. And, it's sad to think that we live in a world where middle and lower class college graduates have to apply to a television program in order to get out of debt.
That's one way of doing it, I guess. Now, listen to this recent episode. This is a woman named Madeline who won, but she didn't get enough questions right in the final rapid-fire round to get all of her $41,000 in debt paid off. Let's listen.
What's salty sea between Israel and... Oh! So close! We had 7 correct right on the door. But come here. Listen. 7 correct.
Okay.
That means we're paying off 50% of your debt.
Oh, my God.
Plus what you won in the first couple rounds. That brings you up to $24,211. I know it's not everything.
It's a lot.
I hope it helps take off some of the pressure.
You connect this to what's happening in the real world, that people are being punished with lower debt burdens.
Yeah. So there are two ways I think that this show implicitly mirrors what's happening in the real world. First, at a really simple level, the labor market is a competition between often college graduates for money. And this is a game show that is a competition between indebted college graduates for money. But second, at a more granular level, the show implicitly punishes people with lower debt burdens. In the last round, the winner gets a check equal to their total debt. So that means a contestant fresh out of law school with $40,000 in debt can earn 10 times more from the show than a community college grad with $4,000 in debt. And that, too, is a simulation of the labor market. You know, overall, not in every case, but overall, this is counterintuitive, but students with higher debt burdens are actually less likely to default on their loans. That's often because they went to grad school, they went to law school, medical school. And so I pointed this out to the show creators. I said, it's kind of ironic that you helped to mirror this part of the labor market as well. I'm not trying to overly criticize the show. It's great they're helping people overturn their or pay off their debt. But this is, in fact, a simulation of the normal labor market.
They're also raising this important issue about
Yes.
student debt in this country. How much is there at this point?
So there's about $1.4 to $1.5 trillion in outstanding student loan debt, and that's more than doubled in the past decade. I think it's really important to state here that this is a uniquely American problem. This is American exceptionalism. In several European countries, you look at Germany, Norway, Finland, public institutions offer free tuition. In Canada and Japan, which don't necessarily offer the same kind of free tuition, still the average cost of public college, university is 50% less than in the U.S. So the U.S. is one of the richest countries in the world in terms of per capita GDP. It has some of the best colleges in the world. But a college education here, a little bit like healthcare, is an expensive ticket that you have to punch to enter the labor market.
I remember interviewing the governor of California, Jerry Brown, years ago, and asked him if he thought, and he's a big believer in public education. California, they've got some of the best state schools, whether he thought that it would ever be possible again to make it free for the people of California to go to those schools. And he, even he, didn't think that that was going to be a possibility. Derek, I wonder why this has not become more of a political issue. It was part of Bernie Sanders' campaign, but it really wasn't in the general election last time a major issue.
That's a great point. This is a really good question. So three theories that come to mind are, number one, the Trump eclipse. That Donald Trump is just such a big news story that he sort of blots out the sun a bit, and we forget about things that we talked about 2-3 years ago. Second, Democrats aren't in power, and Republicans at the federal level just haven't made the high cost of college a priority. And even at the local level, in fact, a lot of Republican state governments have cut education spending, and that has the effect of increasing tuition. And then three, you know, a glimmer of good news to end the segment is the steady recovery. You know, worker wages are growing, even if not quickly, and maybe that's washed away a bit of the urgency around student debt.
And you hear that sound in the background, Derek, which means our time is up and we don't even have a Plinko game for you. Derek Thompson of The Atlantic, thank you.
Thank you so much.